sometimes we'll get 5, 6, 7 messages for the same group of bikes. Depending on the time of day, if it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon and there's 900 kids getting out of school, then we're going to be inundated. One day we got in excess of 40 messages from residents. It's very easy to pick up your mobile phone and send a message in.
And for those that don't know, I mean, describe what it is like to kind of be sitting in your house and to hear the motorbikes roaring by.
Do you know, it upsets a lot of people, especially young children. But the difficulty you've got is these motorbikes are very, very loud. But people who are totally legal can have very loud motorbikes as well. But it's the type of driving they're doing, driving on the pavements, driving on the wrong side of the road, is more frustrating than anything else. Because as a parent, residents will tell us they're fearful that their child may be knocked down, or do you know, their older grandmother or grandfather may be knocked down. We've had people knocked off their push bikes damaged because they've had to take evasive action because of these motorbikes. When the minute you hear a motorbike, you're thinking, where is it coming from? It's like when you hear an emergency service as a motorist, you're always looking, where is it? I can hear it, but I can't see it. It's exactly the same as a motorbike. The difference is, people who are driving the motorbikes are not trained to deal with these big, powerful motorbikes. They're driving them at speeds on the wrong side of the road, taking totally wrong action most of the time as well. And they're oblivious to actually probably how fast these bikes can go. It's a very serious issue. It's a very difficult issue to tackle because these are children on bikes. But these are the minority of children on bikes. They get the bus and bike across the city. They're going to choose another bike to take that day. They're stealing it and bring it back to the north of the city. It's very frustrating. It's frustrating for everybody involved, whether it's for the police, the courts, or even the political parties as well. That the residents are the ones who bear the brunt of it. So a lot of people who work in the community go home at 5 o'clock, and then dark falls, that's often when the bike problem comes alive. So it's very frustrating for residents. Residents have told us, or they're thinking of moving away from North Edinburgh, which is very, very frustrating for such a silly problem of motorbikes, when easily that could be put a stop to if these children just realise how serious the issue was. I think what worries me at night, so when you switch off from everything you do in the community, you worry that you wake up in the morning and there's been another fatality, because that's going to happen. It's not if it's going to be a case of when it's going to happen, and it may not be somebody who's innocent. It will be somebody's loved one, and that's the day you dread. You wake up to all these messages, or you get a phone call in the middle of the night to say it's happened, there's been a fatal accident. We need to try and do something now to prevent that accident happening.